Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In 1 hour, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Join us on the show simultaneously. At the same time, we'll find out what it was like when they got the news, you know, the challenges of being drafted into your hometown, the bonuses and the challenges. We'll talk about all of that with them in 1 hour. And I will find out why there was a different welcome for Trot Jr. than there was for me. Just a different vibe overall. Overall, very different. So after the game yesterday, as I mentioned, did the podcast, then went to the movies, and did not see any of the post-game comments until I got out of the movie and got in my car. And I got in my car, and I looked at my phone.
Did you go to the movies because you were mad about the loss, or were you always planning to go to the movies?
So I wanted to go to the movies. I decided if they lost, I would go to the movies. If they won, I would just sit at home with my dog.
You weren't going to go streaking down Broad if they won?
No.
I just wanted to make sure.
No. If they won, I was just going to hang out with my dog because I'd be in a good mood. If not, So I get in my car, look at my phone, and scope. From sales was like, can't believe Embiid blamed the fans. And I was like, oh. I didn't know what had happened. So here's what Joel Embiid said after the game.
You guys have always had such great home court advantage here. How strange was it for you the past two games with the significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. You know, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
So he was doing so good until it pissed me off. So shout out to Dave Uram for asking the question. KYW's Dave Uram.
Uram, pit bull in these.
He just asked the questions settings. And nobody else wants to ask. You know?
Yeah, it takes some stones to do that.
Absolutely.
Why do you think most people don't want to ask those questions?
Yeah, you know. So because it's hard, you know. You don't
want to
get yelled at.
Well, it's not hard to ask the question.
Yeah,
it's hard to get the answer. You don't want the reaction, yes.
Yeah. So, yes. You know, I understand where Embiid is coming from. I understand that he is frustrated and why he's frustrated. I can understand being, you know, on a team and having half of the venue cheering for the other team and that being frustrating. But you can't say it and you're wrong. Like, you know, you should be pissed off. The reason that there are not more Sixers fans in the house is because you have not given them a reason to spend their money and their time to go to the games. So whether it is a season ticket holder who got offered a chance at playoff tickets, has probably taken a bath all year of selling tickets because you haven't played half the year, and then has a chance to make their money back in playoff tickets, I'm not going to judge somebody who's sitting at home with three kids and a mortgage and a job and making a business decision about a team that has disappointed you nonstop for the last 7 years. I saw a Citizens Bank Park ticket over the last 2 years that was the most expensive ticket in playoff baseball by far, and it was full of only Phillies fans because they're willing to spend if they feel like it is, if it's worth it. And you have not given them the reason to make it feel like it's worth it. If you don't play in a game, Joel, you still get paid $750,000 a game, whatever the hell you get paid. I'm at home. I'm a regular person who wants to take my two kids to a game, and every ticket is minimum $250. I'm going to spend $1,000 to go to a game that I don't think you're going to win?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. I can understand your frustration, but I promise you, if people had hope and belief in this team, that venue, there would be 20% Knicks fans there, 15% Knicks fans, but it wouldn't be like it is. And it is a reflection on how they feel about the team that there are not more Sixers fans in there. And I think it's telling, last thing, I think it's telling that everyone complaining about this, most people complaining about it, I'll say to you, did you go? And they'll be like, no. I'm like, well, why not? Why not? And you can talk about the price, but I'm just telling you, I've seen people make decisions about price that are more difficult when they believe in the team and they don't believe in the team.
Man, there's so many layers to this. I'll just start with probably could have been answered differently.
That's the first problem.
Yes. I'll start with that. If he answers this differently, then I don't think he's in the eye of the storm.
Sure.
Because the storm is there without his answer. I'm sitting at home watching. I was watching Thursday night. Charles Barkley went on a rant about it on national TV Thursday night at halftime. So this isn't just something that happened yesterday. This is a carryover from Thursday. So that's 2 days in a row, two games in a row, two pivotal games where this has happened, where you expect to get the home court advantage that the Knicks got in New York. What makes their why are their fans in support of them, and they've sucked for 50 years? Like, they've disappointed for 50 years. They're the Knicks. They stink every year. But for some reason, they believe in that team, and they bought into that team, and they're riding that wave so much so they're willing to pay the prices down here to come down here to travel to see them because they can't get to them at Madison Square Garden. So it's a lot of layers here to unpack with this whole thing. And like I said, Embiid, you kind of inserted yourself here when you didn't really need to, but you gave your honest opinion, which is funny when we want to praise him when he's honest.
Yeah.
Usually, if he's honest and it's something we agree with, we're okay with it. But when he's honest about something that we're like, you probably shouldn't have said that. Nobody really wants his honesty. But to his credit, he's usually telling you what he thinks.
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe he doesn't have a filter. He doesn't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I just don't want to have to defend him for it, to be quite honest with you.
Completely agree with
you.
Yeah. And that's why I don't think he should have – he could have answered this question without answering the question. Could have just very simply said, listen, yes, I heard the crowd. It's unfortunate, but guess what? We need to go out there and win the basketball game. We need to play better. I need to play better. I'm not worried about that other stuff. I'm worried about the things I can control, which is out there on the basketball court, and we got to find a way to win the games. Like that, he by him giving his honest answer there, A, it means you're paying attention to that stuff and it affected you, or you're using it as some sort of excuse. And that's why people are on him about it today, because you're almost – it's like you're trying to say – it's the fans' reason why – part of the reason why we didn't win.
He didn't say it, but he was saying it by not saying it. And that's the issue.
Yes.
And there's been – 215-592-9494, if you have a take on this. There's been a lot of conversation. You know, my father was saying that, well, they sell tickets, you know, through resellers, and they raise the price up and blah, blah. This is ticket selling now. This is the free market. This is the Eagles sell – tickets to resellers, season tickets to resellers. The Sixers have been selling tickets on the secondary market forever. Here's the truth. The truth is that Knicks fans were going to end up with the tickets because they're the ones who wanted to go and were willing to pay. And even if you make the tickets cheaper, okay, let's make the tickets cheaper. Who do you think's going to buy the tickets first? Even if it's a $100 ticket, who's going to buy the tickets first? I can promise you it's the Knicks fans. And the other thing is that if you make the tickets cheap, what Sixers fans will do is buy them and then sell them at an exorbitant price to Knicks fans. The core issue here is that no one wants to spend their Sunday and a bunch of money watching you lose. That's
it. Believe in it. Yeah.
Win.
I mean, that ultimately is what it comes down to. Now, the difference with the Eagles, I like the Phillies comparison better because there are a lot of Phillies games.
Yes.
And there are a lot of playoff games. So you have to make a commitment to come to those games night in and night out and pay the price that the Phillies are charging you.
And by the way, we've heard a lot of Let's Go Mets chants in the Vet and Citizens sure. Bank Park over the years.
Sure.
A lot.
Not these last two off seasons,
no,
though. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, postseasons.
Absolutely.
And with the Eagles, you only get 8 home games, 10 home games, including the playoffs. It's easier to hold on your ticket and make sure you go to those games. But there is something there. I'll just say this. And I don't buy tickets. I once was a partial season ticket holder for like 3 years, I believe, down there. But even to this degree, I can respect the people who actually pay to go to the games and go down there and support the Sixers. They sell out just about every night down there.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As a fan sitting at home watching, I am like, this is embarrassing.
100%.
For a proud sports city like we are, to where we go do this to other teams and we mock other cities for doing this, we're not used to having this happen in our own city. And to have it on back-to-back nationally televised games in the postseason with New York, who's a rival, it stinks. It stinks.
It 100% sucks.
It's embarrassing.
100% sucks. It's embarrassing. It could be changed if the team won the games.
True.
The team won the games, I know people would go. The playoff atmosphere at the Wells Fargo Center in 18, 19, those years was great. Mm-hmm. It was great. It's not now because people don't believe anymore. They just don't believe that you're going to do it. They don't believe in you. And that it sucks, but I think
that's a lot of fans we sold tickets. Like that's a lot of Knicks fans that got in there. I mean, the stuff I saw I'm going to tell you, forget about the stuff that was chanting in the game and the crowd cheering and all that. That was one thing. That was bad enough. The stuff I saw on social media afterwards.
Oh, the Embiid sucks chant.
The Embiid sucks chant in the corridor and the, like, They're stumping on Sixers jerseys outside of our stadium. Did I literally see they put a Knicks jersey on Wilt Chamberlain down there?
Yes.
Well,
like, I'm just saying we literally allow New York Knicks fans come into that building, come into South Philly, and take over. That was tough to watch.
It was terrible.
That was tough. I almost said something else. Swallow, but I wanted to pause myself.
Swallow it. Yeah. You don't eat it.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
What's up? How y'all doing, man?
What up, C?
My bad. I broke a rule. My bad.
Yeah, I was going to say it. We're going to start enforcing this week. So.
My bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
All right, Corey.
Hey, but when you look at, like, what we did for the draft, I'm going to touch on the Sixers too, but, like, when you look at what we did for the draft, like, my favorite pick for real was, like, the guard that we got for Michigan, like, Trevor Keegan. Like, that dude is just so nasty.
As a Buckeye? Really? As a Buckeye? Your favorite players?
I don't care.
Michigan?
Hey, can you let me get my – Hey, once you get to the league, I look at plays and traits. Hatred is when you in the college playing for the team. Once you get to the league, hey, man, you become a player. BG, one of my favorite. What is he? Hey,
that's
know
true.
He's
one of mine too. Yep, he's one of mine.
So,
yeah.
You know, so I can't do that. But I also love Will Shipley. Obviously, the top two guys is great. But you know, that's what I love. But what was crazy about this offseason that nobody probably even thought about? When you talk about talent that was added to the Eagles, we now have 6 top 10 picks. Past top 10 picks that's on our roster right now. 6. That's crazy. Like, when you think about talent and how he's added this offseason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you get on the Sixers, listen, I know the hate gonna come from Embiid. That guy caller that called earlier that said the whole, you know, we've seen this before. Look at the past. Listen, I hate when people, you know, talk about past stuff when we already know about it. You know, we looking at what we're doing today and the games that they're playing now. We know what the past is. People, we don't want to give Embiid a pass because he's always hurt. Well, it's funny because some people call a guy that's a GOAT that they've been giving people pass for years, but that's another conversation. When you look at a co-star like Maxey, people didn't want to trade Maxey. Oh, he's this, he's that. You saw what Kyrie did yesterday, right? You saw what stuff people like Kobe did in the past for Shaq. When your big guy or your number one ain't there, I need to be able to give you the ball and you can close the deal for me. Maxey, he's not that point yet. When Embiid was out this season, Maxey almost let them drop out of the playoffs. When you're like an elite number 2, I need you to carry the torch when I'm out for a couple games. And I don't know if Maxey's at that level yet. I love Maxey as a player, but I don't know if you can say he's that dude. And that's all I got for y'all.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Corey. I mean, he's probably 2 years younger than you want him to be to carry this weight at this point. But we are where we are, you know. I think part of that makes him grow up quicker. But at 23, you know, it's not usually a finals team that, you know, the primary perimeter playmaker is usually a little bit older than that. And he's got much better. He might not be there yet, though.
Yeah, listen, honestly, for Maxey, with me, I've come to love Maxey as a player. But he is what he is. I wish he had Anthony Edwards' height. Athleticism, size. He doesn't. So he's not a typical two guard where you're 6'5", 6'6", and you can shoot over guys and you can play your mid-range game and you can muscle guys. You can have a low post game. That's when I watch Anthony Edwards play. That's what now obviously he's the number one overall pick, but I'm saying he has that size, 6'6", 225, 230 pounds to where, and he has the athleticism. Like, Maxey is working with what he has. And he gets the most out of it. He gets the most out of it. I don't know. I can't ask him to be somebody that he's not from a physical standpoint.
Do they have to find someone better than Maxey?
I think they have to find someone different.
How are you going to find somebody better than Maxey?
Do you think Paul George and LeBron are better than Maxey? Do they need a bigger number 2?
I think in spurts they can be. Difference with Maxey is he's young and he can give it to you every night. Paul George, LeBron are going to give it to you in spurts. Like, LeBron needs Anthony Davis to do what he's doing to even be relevant right now.
You guys got to stop saying LeBron.
Well, he does. Oh, you mean about him coming?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, Jack brought him up.
Well, he is a free agent this offseason.
Yeah, he is a free agent.
I think, carry champion saying
I mean,
tonight.
Listen, Spike, we're on our way. We're one game from going home tomorrow to a 6-foot Jalen Brunson and a bunch of Novas.
So is LeBron. So is LeBron.
He's losing to the Nuggets.
He's losing to the Nuggets.
Swept last, but we're not doing
in
that.
In the Western Conference Finals.
I will do this after
he's
the
season.
He's
been further in a year than Embiid's been in 10.
You're not allowed to say LeBron on this show until the Sixers are eliminated.
You guys
see
the forest of the trees one time.
You didn't even use that the right way.
I think I did. I think I nailed it, frankly.
215-592-9494.
It's a dumb sentence anyway, seeing the forest of the trees. It's just trees.
No, you don't understand what it means. That's the problem.
You got to see the light.
You got to Google these things before you say them on the radio.
No interest.
Avalon Bryant, you're on WIP.
Guys, listen.
Yeah.
Spike, your dad is right on. So yesterday, I'm coming back from an AAU tournament in Atlantic City. And I'm taking my 14-year-old son, and we're like, I gave up my season tickets. We didn't renew for the playoffs because we didn't know if Embiid was going to be in or not. So I am part of the problem. But on the way back, I'm on StubHub, and I'm watching. And
but
I
wait a minute. Wait a minute. But Brian, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You just proved my point. You didn't take your playoff tickets, and then you went on StubHub to find tickets. I'm certainly not like Mr. Josh Harris over here. But you didn't buy the
Most
tickets.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
You didn't buy the tickets when you were given the opportunity. What do you want them to do?
Well, correct. But I'm in a group, so it was a group decision. I was against the decision, but like there's seven of us and we split them.
No, I'm not. So, I'm not criticizing you. I'm not criticizing you. But I'm saying you and the group decided not. That's eight people decided not to buy playoff tickets. What do you want them to do with those eight playoff tickets? Do you want them to knock, go on door to door and make sure that there's Sixers fans in there? You didn't want to go. You didn't believe in the team. This is the point. Whatever Howard says is immaterial here. The answer here is that you chose not to buy playoff tickets, which I do not fault you for. I get it. I was a season ticket holder for 9 years, 10 years or whatever, and I truly got sick of having to sell half of them when the prices kept going up every year just to be able to afford them. So I just... What do you want the team to do when you decide not to buy the tickets?
Well, here's the backstory. So I'm on there, and I bought the Revolution Row or whatever, the standing row only seats up in the upper deck.
Up top,
right?
Yep.
Yes. And I'm watching this, and I'm watching prices. We get closer to Philly. It's like 12 o'clock, 12:30, and prices are fluctuating, right? If you watch other tickets online, once they're sold, they're gone. As soon as that part of the ticket, they'd sell for like $95 a piece. Another one would crop up for $110. That would sell. Then another one would crop up for $120. So what I'm saying to you is the Sixers are playing games with the tickets, right? And we got in. We went to the game. We rooted them on. We might have snuck in the club level, which was freaking awesome. I look like a rock star to my 14-year-old. But so there's a lot going on there. But I don't blame the fans. I blame the team, right? We were, you know, you try to believe Embiid's out, he's doing all this stuff. Then you go down 2-0 to this team, right, to this Knicks team. You look at it and you go, you're right, Ike. It's a bunch of Novas and a bunch of 6'10", what, Hardenstein? Like, what the hell? He wouldn't make the German national team. That dude? Like, what are we doing? Like, they don't get you to buy any faith into them. But if you look at the Phillies last year, they go to wild card run, and everybody believed in them. They went, you know what? They might be wild card, but they're going to wreck some shop here.
And yep. And by the way, Brian, thank you for the call. If the Phillies lost, let's say they get to the playoffs again this year, and they lose in the LCS, and then they get to the playoffs next year and lose in the LCS, and then one more year they lose the wild card run.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, playoff tickets will be softer. There will be more opposing fans in there, and as far as they're not playing, this is how ticket pricing works. It sucks now, but it is what Ticketmaster does with
it is what it is
with concerts. It's just it's all done algorithmically. If the the demand goes up, then the prices go up. If the demand goes down, then the prices go down. They're not sitting there trying to screw with you. I think it's not great
for
the
consumer.
They don't
care who buys the tickets. They're just selling the
tickets. They just want to sell the ticket. So
yeah, they don't care who buys the tickets. Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.